Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now is one of the busiest people in the state of Oregon here this week. It's the director of the Northwest Showcase, Valley Catholic, head coach Michael Snyder. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've taken over the Northwest Showcase here in the last few years, and the event has only grown, and I think this year, you know, last year, I think there was one session and it just started to get a little crowded. You want the kids to get as many reps as possible. You want the coaches to have as much opportunity as possible to see them. Now it's three sessions long. Your guest speakers are the four Pac-12 Northwest coaches. How has this all come together? Because if it all comes together as it should and as it has in the past, it's going to be an amazing event on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, last year we had 720 kids. That was quite a bit of kids on, you know, good thing about Western Oregon is there's three football fields all next to each other. So we were able to, you know, separate the kids so you get reps, but we wanted to maximize the reps and give kids more reps than they've ever gotten. So we've moved to three sessions, broken it down by position. So that way they can spread around the field and not running into each other. And, you know, we're really excited this year. We have 1,250 kids signed up with, like, over, I think, 400 or 500 kids on the wait list right now. So this is definitely growing massive, and it's going to keep growing. And, you know, we're really excited for Saturday with having, you know, four Pac-12 head coaches and 47-plus colleges that will be in attendance.
Having those four head coaches is so huge, and really, truly, the Northwest is an area that does get overlooked sometimes. Whether it's because their film is against other kids who aren't at the same level. You know, if you're playing in Texas and you're a four-star kid, you might face 5, 6, 7 other kids who are four-star prospects. In Oregon, that's not really the case. These showcases are really important. How much does this help exposure for Northwest kids who are looking for the opportunity to, without having to fly there, without having to drive there, compete in front of Texas's coaching staff, Miami's coaching staff, Cal, Louisville, all those coaching staffs with potentially an opportunity to earn a scholarship with a big day?
Yeah, for sure. When Don Johnson started this back in 2015, the whole goal was to give more exposure to Northwest kids that, you know, like you said, are not going up against 4 or 5 star guys. You know, sometimes you'd be lucky if you play, you know, a 3 star kid. So it's an opportunity to showcase your talent versus guys from all over the country. We have I think kids from over 30 plus states that are going to be here at this event on Saturday. And it's a good opportunity to show, like, hey, yeah, I dominated on film at Oregon, but I'm going to show you, I'm going to dominate against a, you know, 4-star corner from California. So every year there's, you know, 4 or 5, you know, up to 10 guys at least that will walk away with offers that no one's ever heard of, or, you know, kind of been on the bubble. And the biggest thing, too, is even if you don't get an offer, you know, from this Saturday, you're in their system, that you're in their recruiting department now, and so they're going to be watching your film. So, you know, offers from this showcase don't just happen, you know, Saturday night. It happens throughout the year.
We're talking to director of the Northwest Showcase and Valley Catholic head football coach Michael Snyder. That's a key piece, is that rather than travel to all these schools, and maybe you don't see an offer Saturday, you get in front of all those coaching staffs. And so instead of it, and the old way, prior to the NCAA allowing these, they banned them for a short time. There was an outcry across the board, high school football coaches, parents, high school kids, guys like myself and Brandon Huffman going, man, these are really valuable. Do not cancel these. They're back up. Is you get an opportunity to be in front of 40 coaches, 50 coaches in one day. I mean, coaches from that many different programs. Every coach or a lot of coaching staffs bring multiple guys. You get an opportunity. And so instead of hitting the road, getting in a van, taking 6, 7, 8 kids all summer and saying, we're staying in hotels, they've got an opportunity to be in front of all these coaches all at once. How important is it for you? I know everybody gets excited about Texas and Oregon and Washington and Oregon State being there. They're the big names. How important is it for you that you have all the different levels represented so that whether you're a 4-star kid or you're an all-league kid looking to play college football, there's value in it for you. You're going to get seen by the right level. How important is that in the process of getting these coaching staffs there?
Yeah, no, we really focus on the lower, you know, the Division IIs, Division IIIs, and NAIAs. Because, you know, it's important to, you know, give opportunities for every, you know, athlete that's coming. You know, I think the biggest thing that, you know, with the cost of travel and gas and all that stuff, you know, being able to just to go to one spot, you know, maybe stay 1 or 2 nights somewhere, or if you're in their backyard in Oregon, you know, take a quick little hour drive and not having to go to 10, 15, 20 camps and, you know, spending thousands of dollars. And so this really benefits, you know, the lower level kids or kids who, you know, haven't got the chance to, you know, get attention from a college coach, you know, and, you know, they could be a, you know, NAIA kid or a Division III kid, and they can come out here and show that, you know, they're capable of, you know, going up against, you know, really top tier talent. And it'll get those coaches, you know, interested in you and start that recruiting process for you.
I know you're really competitive when it comes to having the best event. And last year, you know, Brandon Huffman and I think, I know I speak for myself, Brandon said something along these lines that it was one of the best camps he's ever been to. It was well organized. I got to see everybody I wanted to see. I got to talk to everybody I wanted to see. I know other reporters who were there had similar feelings. This year, and there weren't many tweaks that needed to be made, but you made a point last year of going around to different reporters, different people, different coaches, saying, how can we make this thing better? And they said, break it into sessions so that we can see more guys. You've done that. There are more coaches. How personal do you take this where you want it to be valuable for the kids, you want them to get the bang for the buck, and you want people to come away from the Northwest Showcase saying, this is the best event on the West Coast in the country to get seen by as many programs as possible?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm a very competitive guy, probably the most competitive guy that I know. And just creating a great event where, you know, doesn't matter if you're a top talent kid, you know, if you're coming to this, I want you to leave feeling like you got enough reps and that you learned something. So we spent a long time hiring top-tier high school coaches at Oregon and Washington and have them run the event so that way, you know, kids are leaving this camp, not just for colleges, but they're also leaving, taking, learning something that they can take back to their high school team.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. Oh, I did want to ask you. I didn't want to end without asking you because I've been blown away by Western Oregon's recruiting classes the last several years. They do a phenomenal job, whether it's using this event to catapult themselves or just in general. They just do a great job of evaluating talent in this state. They're very welcoming and gracious with this event. They set things up beautifully. It's very well organized. How nice is it, not just from field setup, but how nice is it in general to have a partner in this like Western Oregon that is so gracious, so open, and so hardworking to make sure that this thing goes off without a hitch?
Yeah, so I know quite a bit of coaching staffs, you know, from all levels, and Western Oregon coaching staff is by far my favorite coaching staff. You know, Coach Ferguson, the head coach, and Coach Manning, who is their line and recruiting coach, they both do a great job getting everything ready. I mean, like you said, their recruiting classes have been top tier year after year. You know, they've beaten out some, you know, FCS and, you know, other levels of having a better recruiting class, and they do a great job of using this event and, you know, keying in on kids that they think they can steal from a Division I program and that could fall to them. So, you know, they're a great staff, and they, you know, they really enjoy hosting this event. I mean, having 1,250 kids on campus, you know, on one day is something that, you know, I'm sure that they enjoy a lot.
Coach Snyder, I'll see you Saturday. One piece of advice. Make sure there is enough sunscreen.
Oh, yeah. I already got that.
Okay. You're on top of everything. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.